He's a beloved member of the OTR team. He's become a great friend of all of ours. Eric Dickerson, just moments ago, you and I were talking just before we went on the air, and you said that your daughter, 7 years old, has been in the hospital for 4 days. All I can say to you is that we all love you here, and our thoughts and our prayers are with you constantly now.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. I just came from the hospital, and after I leave here, headed back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I say, we'll all be thinking about you. And now everybody who's watching will be doing the same thing. Congrats, by the way. You were inducted into the Sealy, Texas Hall of Fame, right? Your hometown.
Yes. The Sealy, Texas Hall of Fame. I'm the first inductee to the Sealy, Texas Hall of Fame.
But the
Pro Football Hall of Fame came down.
Right.
And they did a ceremony there also. So it's kind of a two for one.
Yeah, it was great because I watched the video of it. You could see it online. And you were wearing your Pro Football Hall of Fame jacket as you were inducted, right?
Yes, because the Pro Football Hall of Fame actually comes down and does a ceremony for you with Farmers Insurance. So it's a good deal. It's called Hometown Hall of Fame is what it's called. And they go around to all the small towns and big cities also with the Hall of Famers.
Well, to lighten things, I'm just happy that you were actually wearing pants because you told us once that you put on your Hall of Fame jacket and walked around the house naked. So I think all of us can be thankful or not that you chose to dress up
a little
bit.
I just wanted to make sure it was my jacket. Make sure I get a chance to keep the jacket.
Eric, when you played, it was a running backs league and I think a quarterback secondary. Would you agree now that it's the opposite, that this is all about the quarterbacks, even the young quarterbacks like Luck and RG3 and Tannehill, and the running backs are now secondary?
Of course, I'll agree. I think it's all about passing. I think, you know, people want to see a lot of scoring, and that's what the National Football League has done. That's why you can't touch the receivers now. The running back has somewhat come obsolete, but in the last couple of weeks, you've seen guys have great games. Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, Adrian Peterson, you know, Maurice Jones-Drew. They're trying to get back to the running game, but really, I think the NFL right now is really a passing league.
So let's talk about the guys that are playing that position. Don Banks of Sports Illustrated is already comparing Cam Newton to Vince Young. Do you think that that's unfair? Do you think that's a huge leap?
I think he's pretty much like a Vince Young. He really is. He's big. He's fast. He's physical. I mean, I think as an athlete, I think he's a better athlete than a Vince Young. More so, I would compare him to a Randall Cunningham. You know, because he can cut, he can run, he can throw off his back foot. I mean, he's a really, really good athlete. If you've never met him, to see how big he is and how agile he is, it's almost amazing.
Right, but I think the comparison wasn't just, you know, the physical stature and athletic ability, but also the fact that he's saying that Cam Newton, his play is sliding, just like Vince Young's play eventually did, and he's suggesting maybe Cam Newton's going to be a bust.
No, I don't think it's anything to that. I mean, you know, one thing about it is they're quick to call you a bust if you have one or two bad games or a bad season. I mean, the thing is that team is not a very good football team. I mean, he came on last year, was hot. You know, I think they expected more out of him. It's they call the sophomore jinx. Some quarterbacks have it, some running backs have it. But really, I think Cam Newton would be fine. I really do believe that. I think if they get a real cast around him and a quarterback coach, I think that will help him. I think it'll help him immensely. I think right now that they're doing everything on his athletic ability.
Okay, so let's say that RG3 was on the line by phone right now, and he's listening to Eric Dickerson, and you're a guy who knew how to protect yourself. You knew when to run out of bounds. Offer RG3, who's going to play this weekend likely with a concussion from last week, offer him some advice.
Slide, son, slide. I mean, you have to slide. I will never forget, we played the Arizona, well, at that time it was the St. Louis Cardinals, and I got kind of stood up and I kept pushing for yards. I came to the sideline, John Robinson said, Eric, you have to know when to go down, when enough is enough. And for a quarterback, let me tell you something. I've told you this too, Mike. The defensive players want a quarterback to run. Run if you want, we're going to hit you and we're going to hit you hard. I would tell RG3 to most definitely slide when you have to, throw the ball out of bounds when you have to, but don't try to be a hero because you won't last long in this league. 11 against 1, 11 will always win.
How about advice for Megatron, who says that he actually played through a concussion in week 4 against the Vikings? What would you say to him, a guy who's got symptoms but doesn't want to tell anyone because he wants to keep playing?
Not smart, because later on you'll be saying, what's my name? You know, is that me I'm looking at? Huh? I can't remember anything? That's what happens when you do these I say stupid things. And, you know, all of us have done them. You want to try to be, you know, tough and a hero. But in the long run, Mike, it's really not worth it because they say, you know, live to fight another day. And it's just not, it's not really not worth it.
All right. All right, I want to let you go. I want to let you go back to the hospital. And as we wrap this up, everybody loves the fact that you do the show on a regular basis. And I know that if I had one wish right now, it would be that when I speak to you next week, you'll say everything's fine.
Man, thank you, Mike. I hope everything will be fine. So I'll see you guys next week.